This is Don in Tennessee, and I enjoy your radio station, but I have to say, Will and Nikki on Airing the Addisons were spot on today. They are on fire. Nikki says she's not embarrassed to praise the Lord, and I thank her for that. Anyway, as a young couple, raising young children, doing it in the public eye, I think it's awesome.
Where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
It's Paul Sherathon on American Family Radio as we thank God for His amazing grace. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Fall Share-a-thon on AFR.
This is Amazing Grace.
Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Good morning. This is Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. This is our third day of Share-a-thon, the last day of Share-a-thon, and I am joined by my friend, Dr. Alex McFarland today. Alex, welcome to the program, and thank you for being my guest and my co-host as we talk about Share-a-thon and the last day of it at American Family Radio.
Well, Brother Jeff, it's a great honor to be on with you, and thank you for having me, and thanks to everybody listening. And this is Share-a-thon, and we're inviting you to link arms with us as we proclaim the gospel to our nation, to our world. The number, by the way, if you want to call, 877-616-2396. You'll talk to a friendly voice. I'm looking at a video, Jeff, of what we say is Call Central, just wonderful people talking on the phone. And I'm so excited that, you know, Jeff, the Bible says that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's 1 Corinthians 15:58. And folks, your gift in any amount will be used to proclaim truth. The American Family Association, the American Family Radio Network, we are all about the truth of the biblical worldview, the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, calling our nation to truth, morality, the foundations that we're losing before our very eyes. This is a part of what God is doing to help save our nation, and we want you to be a part of it. So please call right now, 877-616-2396. But Jeff Shreve, it is an honor to be on with you. I just want to say I respect you. You stand for truth. You proclaim the gospel. You faithfully handle the word. And brother, I just want to say I feel quite privileged to be at the mic with you this day.
You're very kind, and I feel that same privilege, and I appreciate all that you do, Alex. I appreciate your stand, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to go on some programs. I heard you on one program where it was a very cynical guy. It was kind of an atheistic, agnostic program, and you waded in those waters, and hey, when you have the truth, you go share it. When you have the light, you go into the darkness. So I appreciate you greatly. Alex, let's talk about this a little bit. Bert and I had been talking for the last couple of days about how important American Family Radio is and American Family Association, because the world is getting darker and darker and darker. America is getting darker and darker and darker. We have some that call themselves Christians that keep trying to tell the church, you need to be more like the world. We need, the world is watching. Let's make sure that we're loving the world and, you know, being inclusive and being, you know, congenial and all those things. Why is that not a good program for the church to get involved in?
Great question, brother. That's a great question. For one thing, it's against 1 John 2:15-17. 1 John 2:15-17 says, love not the world. Do not love the world. Now, this is You know, John would frequently use the word beloved. And when the Apostle John would use the word beloved, he was talking to Christians. And he said, do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is passing away, but the one who does the will of God abides forever. And Jeff, I believe that the gospel of Jesus and the good news is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for the sins of the world. The good news is that I personally can have a relationship with God. Friends listening, you personally can have your sins forgiven. You can know where you stand with God. You can have the assurance of heaven once you leave this world by putting your faith in Jesus. That's what we're called to proclaim. Jeff, did you happen? And by the way, I want to give this number, and then I want to talk about the role of the church in the 21st century. 877-616-2396. We are boldly, consistently, fruitfully proclaiming truth. Jeff, have you heard of a guy? He's on YouTube a lot. I've really come to respect him. His name is Jordan Peterson. He's a Canadian psychologist.
Yes, yes. I like to listen to him.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
Not a believer, but he seems to be moving more in that direction. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. And, you know, I wonder, I'm not sure where he is spiritually right now, but about the 1st of August, I was on the road, and all of a sudden, all these people started sending me a link. They said, Alex, watch this video. Jordan Peterson, speaking of the church, he said, save souls, for goodness sakes. That's your job. I mean, he was really kind of laying it on the line. And he said, the Protestant church in America, he said, you're out there trying to save the planet, save the environment, social justice warriors. He said, drop it. That's not your job. He said, attend to the saving of souls. Isn't that what you're called to do?
Mm.
And I'm like, amen. Now, I've got a great privilege, folks. I'm on the road like every weekend, and I give God the glory. I do biblical worldview, apologetics. Pastor Jeff, when we have our youth camps, and I have, you know, we were in front of 650 youth last summer. And I am able to promote and do all this because of AFR. I have kids say the Pledge of Allegiance. I teach teenagers and all of my staff not only why we should love Jesus and be a born-again believer, but why we should care about America. And in the midst, this is why we're asking you to support, folks. There's publishing, there's broadcasting. The American Family Radio Network does many things, all of them good. You are supporting evangelism. You're supporting calling young people to God and country. You're supporting families, strengthening marriages, helping pastors, you know, avoid burnout. I think about my beloved colleague, Bert Harper, who does retreats, and he's like a pastor to pastors,
mm-hmm.
38 years in the pastorate himself. But all these things, it's about the gospel in our world. It's about our nation being restored and preserved, our freedoms, so that we can know Christ and make him known. Would you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You may give securely online at AFR.net. Pastor Jeff, it's a worthy work, isn't it?
Sure is. And Debbie and I gave this morning online, and we were glad to do it. You know, giving is a form of worship, and it's our way of saying, Lord, I want to put my treasure in heaven's bank, and I want to support the things that are focused on what's eternal, God, his word, and people. And American Family Radio, American Family Association is focused in on the things that matter and the things that make a difference in this world for the next, for Jesus Christ and for his kingdom. So, Alex, let me ask you this as an apostle. Because I'm involved in Twitter, and I like to see what's going on in Twitter. You know, Twitter can be the sewer of the social media, but
sometimes, yes,
people seem to be angry on there all the time. But this idea that Jesus was just so mushy and conciliatory and never said a harsh word to anyone, and we need to be more like Jesus. He was just open arms, welcoming everybody and his dog, and no standards. And Calvin Miller used to say that, you know, this idea that God is the great big mush God covered in bubble wrap with no sharp edges. Why is, two questions, why do people think that, and why is that so opposite of who Jesus was?
Wow, great question, Brother Jeff. Yeah, you know, I've used this phrase, and I don't mean it to be flippant or irreverent, but sometimes people think of a fuzzy Jesus bunny, that, you know, the meek and lowly Jesus. And I think it's because in the 60s and 70s and 80s, a lot of the mainline, the more older traditional Protestant denominations that really, you know, back in the day, let me tell you, the Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, they in the early days of this nation, their pastors were preaching the gospel and blazing trails through the wilderness. But as is so often the case, prosperity breeds, as, you know, Richard Unwin of Cambridge University said, prosperity breeds promiscuity. And they were preaching the Sermon on the Mount. You know, turn the other cheek, love your neighbor, you know. And I think they recast Jesus. And Jeff, I know, because look, I came up in the 70s, a liberal Presbyterian church I grew up in. I got saved when I was at college through a Monday night Bible study. But I remember as you know, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, the pastors I sat under were just frail little old men, weekly talking about, you know, love your neighbor and Imagine by John Lennon. I mean, it was just liberal milquetoast nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So when I was in college, I started going to a Bible study, and I heard about how the Son of God came from heaven to earth, and God took on a human body, Jesus, perfectly righteous, God incarnate. He laid his back to a beam of wood. He was nailed to a cross. The appropriate measure of God's wrath that I deserved was poured on Jesus. And sin would destroy me in life and in eternity, but Jesus could set me free. And at 21, I knew I needed that. And Jeff, I think we've got to help people understand that without Christ, they are lost. I think people need to understand that a real Jesus literally bled, died, rose from the grave. And when Jesus said in John 3 that you must be born again, the world needs to hear that all over again, don't they?
They definitely do. And they need to. I told this one lady, she was kind of going after me on Twitter. And I said, you know, God is not the God you want him to be or you think he is. He is the God who's revealed in Scripture. That's who he is. And I always, Alex, go back to the passage, the great passage in Exodus 34, where the Lord gives his resume, so to speak, to Moses. The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Those are all wonderful things. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. That is the true God in Scripture. And, you know, this idea that Jesus never made anybody mad, they nailed him to a tree. He made a lot of people mad. The religious leaders, he infuriated them. They hated his guts.
They did. They really did. And, folks, we're going to continue. Jeff Shreve and I, so honored you're listening. I want to cue up, if we could, a listener testament. No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. Well, then I want to give you a number, folks, if you would call and contribute, 877-616-2396. Jeff, it's been said that in every generation, we've got to reestablish and reassert and re-proclaim the truth. And I just think our nation more desperately than ever needs what AFR broadcasts. And so, folks, you can help share and do that. We've got some mind-boggling testimonies, some things to share about what your support is doing. So listen to this and be a part of AFR's Fall 22 Share-a-thon.
You know I didn't marry you because the earth moved the first time we kissed. I married you because you're a good man. And through the years, I have been moved time and time again by your dedication to me and by your good example to our sons and our grandkids. I guess I could say you became the man of my dreams. Oh, Harold, I know you can't talk now, but somewhere deep inside, I know you still love me too.
How's he doing today, Mrs. Nelson?
Well, you know, about the same as always. But I think he heard me today. We've been having some nice conversation.
In sickness and in health, godly marriage helps hold us together as a society. A message from the American Family Association.
AFR has changed my life in so many ways. I am seldom around like-minded believers, and being able to listen to AFR all day, 7 days a week, is truly a blessing. AFR has strengthened my faith and walked with the Lord and helped me keep focused on Jesus all day. It is truly my lifeline. Since listening to AFR, I've been inspired to set aside time each morning to have quiet time with Jesus before I start my day. It also encouraged me to read my Bible each day. I can always depend on AFR to report the truth about what's going on around us today, and that is so important to me. Thank you, Brother John Wildman, for answering God's call to start this ministry that has changed my life and so many others.
Fall Share-a-thon continues on AFR by His amazing grace. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge, or give online at afr.net.
This is Amazing Grace.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and I'm with Alex McFarland, and we're talking about Fall Share-a-thon, and we're talking about the need for the church to stand up and be the church, and how important it is to give to organizations and ministries like American Family Radio, American Family Association, that lifts high the name of Jesus, that stands firm on the Word of God, and calls men and women, boys and girls, to the cross and to repentance, solemnly testifying, Paul said, to both Jews and Greeks, of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Those two things equal salvation. There is no salvation without repentance, and there is no salvation without believing in Christ. So we repent and believe, and when we do that, our lives change. So Alex, as we ended the first segment, we were talking about standing firm in the truth, and the world is not going to like that if we do that, but that's our calling from the Lord, to be faithful to Him.
Well, it is, and you're doing that, and brother, I appreciate you and From His Heart Ministries, and you and I are both very blessed to be on this radio platform, and every day we can broadcast to millions of listeners throughout North America and the world. You know, Jeff, I love to tell this, how Bert and I, doing Exploring the Word, Bert Harper and I, every day, 3 to 4 Central, 4 to 5 Eastern Time, and so forth. We got a call one day from London, England, a listener in Britain who listens on their computer because, you know, there are what we call the terrestrial radio stations, like a literal tower and a station all over America. But then there are people in the Muslim world, and they listen streaming on their computer. There are people in Europe and Britain, South America, and then there are people all over with mobile devices. Jeff, I was up in Toronto, Canada, to speak. I was in Edmonton, Canada, to speak. And so I go to Canada, and I was staying at a hotel, and I got up to go get the continental breakfast, you know, and go to my speaking engagement in Toronto, Canada. And the people in the hotel, they said, "Oh, my goodness, Alex McFarland, what are you doing up here?" I said, "Well, I'm up here to go debate an atheist at the University of Toronto, and then I'm going to preach at a church." And they said, "We listen to you on AFR." I'm like, "Toronto, Canada?" They're like, "Yeah, we listen on our computer every day." And they're getting like selfies and wanting pictures with me. My point being, Brother Jeff, when people support, they're giving guys like you and me a megaphone to speak to the world. Isn't that a blessing?
It sure is. And it's, you know, it's a blessing for me personally just to know that I'm partnering with a ministry that is just a kindred spirit ministry. I mean, they're like-minded, and they're standing on the truth. And Alex, you know, I think in today's world, a lot of Christians are kind of wary of, okay, well, who am I partnering with, and what am I supporting, and what do you believe? You know, I was thinking back 20, 30 years ago, you know, I'm a Southern Baptist pastor, and most people, amen, if you went to a Southern Baptist church, they were all, you just knew they believed the same things primarily.
Yeah.
And you weren't really sifting through their doctrinal statement as much as it is today. Hey, what do you believe about social justice? What do you believe about this woke gospel, which is no gospel at all? But those things are important today, and so the wise, discerning Christian needs to know, who am I teaming up with? And I think that's a wonderful thing about American Family Radio, American Family Association. We can know with confidence, hey, I'm teaming up with a solid player in Christianity who is going to lift high the name of Jesus and proclaim his word without stutter, stammer, or equivocation. And Alex, it seems like we're getting less and less major Christian voices doing that. It seems so many of them are caving to compromise.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And Jeff, I got saved at 21 years old through a Southern Baptist church that had a Monday night Bible study. And that's how I came to know the Lord, and then grew in the Lord and was called to preach, licensed, and then ordained. I went to seminary and graduate school. But Jeff, I get it. And as Southern Baptist, we can maybe speak a little word of critique of our denomination. But in some generations, they might have called it liberalism, modernism. Now they call it like wokeness or progressivism. But let me tell you about AFA. We believe in the book, the Word of God. And Jeff, I know you would amen this, but I want to tell you part of the reason that my wife and I have given now 13 years of our adult life to the ministry of AFA, because at AFA, we proclaim and we broadcast that Jesus Christ alone is the Savior. You must be born again, and there is no way to go to heaven except through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We are not afraid to talk about the moral issues. And I want to say this, homosexuality is a sin. Transgenderism is a lie. The Bible says God made males and females. We know at the American Family Radio Network that America was based on the Judeo-Christian worldview. And we know that our freedoms and our stability and our prosperity will only be found as we as a country return to our biblical, moral, godly foundations. We will never, never, never go woke on you. Before God, you have our word. We will lovingly, but fruitfully, consistently, fearlessly proclaim the truth. And in a world of spin and drift and fuzzy, nebulous, progressive whateverism, we proclaim the light of truth. And Jeff, we're never going to deviate from that, are we?
No, and that's a great thing, because people need to know that God's word is true, and that we're going to stand on the word. I like it in Romans 3 where it says, "Let God be found true, though every man be found a liar." Mm. And we are swimming in lies today. The government lies, the CDC lies, the AMA lies, the hospitals are lying about this transgender care or whatever they call it, when they're butchering children and they're doing it all for money, as it was exposed. Matt Walsh exposed Vanderbilt University for that. It's just sickening. And we desperately need pastors to stand up and speak up and be good soldiers and be faithful soldiers. I heard one preacher say, and I've never forgotten this, our job as pastors is to deliver the mail, to be a herald for the king.
Amen.
We don't open the mail and edit out what we don't like in the letter.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, we just say, "Thus says the Lord." And I tell my church, I said, "Listen, if this word steps on your toes, know that it stepped on my toes too. I'm not unlike you in that I have, I deal with sin too in my own life. But this is what God says, and this is the solution to our problems. And if we will abide in Christ and we will humble ourselves and walk with him, walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we'll see him do great things in and through us." Doesn't mean you're going to have an easy life. Job didn't have an easy life. David didn't have an easy life. Paul for sure didn't have an easy life, but he had a blessed life and a fruitful life and a productive life that produces in the end a well done, my good and faithful slave.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, we don't own anything. And by the way, I want to share a little bit about two kind of breaking news stories that illustrate how urgently we need to do what we're doing. If you would call this number, and please call now, not later. You're thinking about it now. Call now. And don't say, "Well, you know, somebody needs to do that." Do you know what? I was talking to Walker Wildman this morning, who is the son of Tim Wildman. Tim Wildman is the president of AFA, does a wonderful job. And it's thousands and thousands of people. It's not like, look, there's not two or three people each giving $1 million. This is a joint effort. And, you know, the old saying, many hands make light work. Well, put your hands into this wonderful endeavor, folks. Call 877-616-2396. Now, I've got in my hand coffee, an 8-ounce bag. Folks, I wish you could smell this, and I kid you not. This is the best-smelling coffee. I just want to go boil some water and brew it right now. But it's called Noel. It's like Christmas coffee. If you make a one-time gift of at least $150, we're going to send you this coffee, just a little way of trying to say thank you very much. And boy, this coffee smells so good. Randy, I'm going to tell you, it wouldn't last till Christmas at my house. We would drink this. And Brother Jeff, if somebody were to make a pledge, a monthly pledge of at least $30, then you'll get this coffee, the Noel coffee, plus a very fine book by Ray Pritchard. Ray is a great theologian, just a wonderful writer. It's called The Advent Alphabet. And A to Z, all these words of Christmas. And it's a devotional. And it's so good because I love Christmas. And angels, Bethlehem, the manger, the inn, the wise men, all the things associated with Christmas. Lots of good content. Plus, what's really cool is, in the Advent Alphabet, there's these QR codes, and you scan it with your phone, and you get extra online content. You'll get a beautiful bookmark, the book about Christmas, the coffee, if you pledge at least $30 a month. And, you know, that helps them with budgeting. And one more thing, folks, if you'll please call this number, 877-616-2396. You may give securely online at AFR.net. Pastor Jeff, the American Family Radio Network is part of what's called ECFA, the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, ECFA. Now, folks, if you donate to wonderful ministries like Billy Graham or AFA, you'll see this symbol, and it's kind of like the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Now, why am I telling you this? Because it means that there is accountability, there's transparency. The books are audited. Everything's above board. Nobody's doing anything under the table. And look, there are a lot of ministries raising money that can't say this. And Jeff, I was president of a school, and I've been on a couple of boards. The ECFA, it's very rigorous. They make you walk right, as we say down south. And I'm saying that because you can give with confidence. Everything is handled wisely, fruitfully, honestly. And, I mean, that's just how it's got to be done when it's the work of the Lord and the gospel. And I'm just proud to be able, with complete confidence, to ask you to invest in something that is just wonderfully used by God. And, Jeff, I think the blessing of God is here because from the board, the leadership, the staff on down, it's God's work done God's way.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that so much about Tim Wildman. I've gotten to be with him in just some social settings, and just what you see is what you get. Tim,
amen.
He is the same guy behind a microphone that he is on the golf course, that he is in the restaurant, that he is just shooting the breeze with him. And he's a humble guy, and doesn't put on airs and doesn't live this high-flying lifestyle. Yeah. Just a regular guy. And
yes.
So, people get paid at American Family Association, American Family Radio, obviously, but nobody's living in a multi-million dollar mansion. It's just not like that. It's very, very conservative, and it's very above board, and it's a wonderful thing to invest in. And so, as I said earlier, Debbie and I gave online today, and we were glad to do that. And so, I tell people at From His Heart Ministries, I said, I don't take any income from His Heart Ministries. Other people do, that's fine. I don't, because the church pays me, and I'm just a volunteer. And I like it like that. Alex, as you know, especially with the prosperity gospel, and you have these people that are living in these, multi-million dollar mansions and all these planes and this and that. It's just like, you've lost your way. Whether you're a Christian or not, I don't even know, but you're obviously barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. And the Lord provides, and, we're so blessed. Oh, my goodness. When I read about the Apostle Paul, who was beaten, you read Paul's resume of how he suffered for the gospel, a night and a day in the deep, in hunger and cold, often, 39 stripes, 3 times and in prison, and yet was willing to give his life for the sake of the gospel. And we have the message of the cross today because of faithful folk that have preceded us, but this is our time to be faithful. And Jeff, you're right. It's not, nobody's around AFA, nobody's getting rich. That's one of the things that impressed me when I first came here 13 years ago, and Tim invited me to be on the radio. And I've been around a lot of ministries, so have you, Jeff, I know. And look, everything here, it's very adequate. Every dollar is used wisely. I would say if there's one word that describes how AFA carries out its affairs, it's good stewardship. Two words, I should say, good stewardship. But nobody's getting rich. That's not the goal. But people are being saved. That is the goal. America's being revived. That is the goal. And so, folks, if you would dial this number, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net, you can give online. And please make those phones ring. Because, Jeff, I care about our country. And I care about America. Sometimes, and I want your response to this, you're a pastor, you're a leader. I have been a pastor, but I'm on the road as a full-time traveling apologetic speaker. Sometimes I'm in front of kids, having kids say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm teaching teenagers about America. And then other times I'm debating an atheist at a university. And then other times I'm preaching the gospel, as I'll be doing this weekend. Down in eastern North Carolina, we've got an evangelistic outreach for Cherry Point Marine Base there at Havelock. But Jeff, sometimes people they say, why should we care about America? You know, our home is in heaven. If you're a Christian, you're en route to heaven. Why save America? What would you say? What's your answer to that, Pastor Jeff?
Well, you know, when the exiles went to Babylon, the Lord told them, hey, plant vineyards, plant your life there, pray for that place, be a witness, be salt and light, and work for the betterment of Babylon. And so if they were supposed to do that, we're supposed to do that here. Hey, we live in America, and we want to be able to pass along to our children and our grandchildren the freedoms that we have enjoyed in America, because when you lose freedoms, you rarely get them back. And so it's important to preach the truth and to have people follow that truth to its logical conclusions, voting for candidates who uphold the truth. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. I'm with Alex McFarland, and it is the last day of Share-a-thon. Don't go away.
On behalf of our broadcast team at Family Talk, this is James Dobson. You know, we couldn't be more pleased to be part of American Family Radio's ministry. As you know, American Family Radio is in the midst of a share-a-thon to raise financial support. And it's that support from you and from so many others that will allow this station to continue offering ministry that's impacting not only you and your family, but this entire community. So give them a call today and let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing for the kingdom, and give as the Lord lays it on your heart. It will also be appreciated by all of us here at Family Talk. The Lord bless you and your family, and along with you, we anticipate wonderful days of blessing ahead.
My name is Gary, and I'm in Tennessee, and I just wanted to say thank you to all the folks that are supporting AFR. I had a stroke about 7 years ago, still paralyzed on the left side, and I cannot drive anymore. I cannot really look at TV very much, and I can't do anything on the computer. So I spend a lot of time listening to AFR every day. I'm so thankful, grateful to hear the truth shared with all. I want to say a special thanks to all the people who support AFR every year as a faithful supporter, such as our local old country store, Clark Shaw and his wife, Bonita. They support us every year. And I'm really thankful for that. So from the heart of an old Tennessee country boy, I'd like to say thank you to each and every one of you who contributes to AFR, and I pray God's blessing on each one of you.
Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge, or give online at AFR.net. We're thanking God for His amazing grace during Fall Share-a-thon on AFR. Jesus, I sing for all that
You've done for me. Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here with Dr. Alex McFarland. That number to call for the last day of Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. Alex, you were asking about why should we care about America. I just pulled up Jeremiah 29, where the Lord says this, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become the fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and multiply there and do not decrease. And seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare." Alex, if the exiles were to seek the welfare of Babylon, that wicked city, how much more should we seek the welfare of the United States of America?
Oh, well said, brother. We absolutely should care about our nation. And every citizen take a stewardship view of being salt and light. Because, you know, Jeff, one of the reasons I love America, I'm very patriotic. My dad was a veteran. My father, he's in heaven now, but he was in the invasion of Normandy. My mother, before my parents got married, my mom was president of North Carolina Young Republicans back in the late 50s. And so I grew up in a household very, very patriotic. Part of the way that we kind of found out about the American Family Association, my mother saw Don Wildman, Dr. Don Wildman, the founder of AFR. She saw him on the Phil Donahue show. This is many, many years ago. Mm. And my mother said, he is brave. That man is courageous. And so I was just a teenager, and we would get letters and things from AFA. And then, of course, I never dreamed I would be on the radio. But we've got to support our nation, folks, because America, for two centuries, the United States of America has been the greatest investor in the Great Commission. More missionaries, more missionary dollars. We've had liberty, stability, prosperity because we were based on the Word of God, and we were able to send the gospel around the world. Now, that all hangs in the balance. I'm going to tell you something here in a minute, but I want to ask you first to call this number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Please call, donate. Look, folks, we're not afraid of hard work. We'll broadcast, we'll preach, we'll publish, we'll travel, we'll evangelize, we'll disciple, we'll fight the good fight, but it takes some resources to help do it. Pastor Jeff, I want to give a verse and I want your commentary. I'm reading two breaking news stories. Pennsylvania says they're going to count undated mail-in ballots, even though the Supreme Court has said they can't. Supreme Court ruling says that undated mail-in ballots do not count. But yet, the acting Secretary of State in Pennsylvania says, nope, we will count these. That's just opens the door for all kinds of election fraud. Then another story, and I'm not saying this to be pejorative, but Beau Biden, President Biden's son, Beau, died in 2015 as a result of brain cancer. Well, yesterday in a speech in Colorado, and I used to live in Colorado when I worked for James Dobson, yesterday President Biden said his son Beau, quote, lost his life in Iraq. Not so. We need to pray for our country. Mm. One News Now is broadcasting. We're equipping people, mobilizing people. Now, here's my question for you, Pastor Jeff. Judges 5:8, speaking of ancient Israel, says when they chose new gods, there was chaos within the gates. The White House, not where it ought to be. The economy, the border is open. Immigration is a mess. Foreign policy is a mess. National security is compromised. Nations like Russia and North Korea laughing at us on the international stage. Pastor Jeff, is it because we've chosen new gods that we have chaos within our gates, Jeff?
Great question. I think that it is just shameful that we have people who claim to be Christians that vote for terrible politicians that stand against the core things that we say we believe in. I heard David Barton say this. He said, you show me a person who votes for abortion, I'll show you how they'll vote on four other major things too. And so there seems to be such a disconnect in the church, and this whole idea, you know, we saw it so much, and you see it on Twitter, this idea that, hey, a Christian can vote however they want, and it's a two-party system, obviously, and it doesn't mean that Republicans are good and Democrats are bad. Well, the party platform is, as John MacArthur said, the party platform of the Democrats is straight out of the sins of Romans 1. Romans 1:18 through 32. That's basically their party platform. How could any Christian support that? And so when we walk away from God's word, God's ways, God's truth, God's will, as Romans 1 clearly points out, then we're just going to get turned over to sexual immorality, to homosexual perversion, and then to a reprobate mind, a mind that no longer works correctly anymore, no longer functions right. And so we're seeing the aftermath of that. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And so we're living in this upside down world. And so, you know, people ask the question, well, what can I do to make a difference? How do I live in this world? Well, we have to stand up and be counted. We have to speak the truth in love. We have to sound the alarm as watchmen on the wall, and we have to be faithful. And as we began the program, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Truth is hate to those who hate the truth, but we are commanded by God to speak the truth in love and let the chips fall where they may and be faithful to the Lord regardless of how the world is going to respond to that.
You just said something profound. And folks, if you're just tuning in, Alex McFarland here. I've got the privilege of speaking with Pastor Jeff Shreve from His Heart Ministries. Repeat that, Jeff, if you would. You said, truth is hate
to those who hate the truth. And we're living in a world where people hate the truth. You know, Alex, my truth, your truth, his truth, her truth. There's just truth. I don't own it. It's not subjective truth. It's objective truth. And Jesus said, your word, Father, is truth.
Amen.
And, you know, I mean, we can either get in line with the truth or we can live in a fantasy. I shared yesterday Proverbs 14:12 or 16:25, same verse. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And we desperately need to tell people, hey, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Your way is going to lead off a cliff to eternal death. There's only one way that leads to heaven. As we used to sing that old song, there's one way to peace through the power of the cross. His banner over me is love.
Amen. Amen. You know, Jeff, I'm so blessed. And by the way, folks, if you want to donate, you want to be a part of what is right with America, you want to be a part of calling our nation back to God, here's the number. You can make a difference, and you will make a difference if you'll donate. It's 877-616-2396. Toll-free nationwide, 877-616-2396. Hey, if you were to give, and we thank you so much, but a one-time gift of at least $150, you're going to get this pack of coffee, American Family Coffee. It's Christmas coffee, but it smells good. I would brew it today. But then if you give a pledge of at least $30 a month, you're going to get the coffee plus the Advent book by Ray Pritchard, amazing communicator of God's word. I've appreciated Ray for so many years, but it's the Advent alphabet, all about Christmas, a beautiful bookmark. Your gift in any amount really, really matters. Jeff, we got to come down to your place and do one of our conferences. I want to tell you something. We have done our ministry based out of North Carolina. We've done 48 citywide apologetics conferences. We call it Truth for a New Generation. And we'll get speakers like Josh McDowell or Lee Strobel or James Dobson, and we've been in front of 250,000 people, had many thousands walk the aisle to get saved, many come forward to pray for America. But see, me being on American Family Radio, I could never afford to do that. I mean, look, there are a lot of Christian radio networks, praise God, but it's pay to play. I mean, $1 million a year to be on the radio. But when Tim Wildman came to me 13 years ago, he said, Alex, I want to put you on the radio. And I said, well, Mr. Wildman, that'd be great, but I don't have any money. He said, no, if you'll do it, I'll put you on. And I am, Jeff, this is your show, and I don't want to hijack it, but I have been able to lead, I and my staff and then volunteers across America that I've trained, we've led thousands of young people to Christ, and we teach them about America. We say the Pledge of Allegiance. AFR, that you support, my friend. It's given me a platform into the lives of America's youth that I could have never, ever done, never afforded. But your support and prayers has put me in front of tens of thousands of people to share the gospel, to impart biblical worldview, to equip the church, and to do conferences, events, university events, and for helping this evangelist go forth, I just want to say thank you, one and all.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Alex, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
We hear a lot where, you know, the other side, the enemies will say, you're just a Christian nationalist. You're preaching a false gospel because the gospel has nothing to do with America. How do you respond to that in teaching people the pledge and in loving America and letting people know, hey, it's not a crime to love the place you live? How do you respond to the Christian nationalist attack?
Well, you know, I ask people a question. I'll say, so would you prefer to not live in a nation of freedom and liberty? Would you, as a Christian, because see the quote, Christian nationalist accusation, you know who throws that at me every week of the year is pastors.
Mm-hmm.
And this pastor back in July, very sarcastically, he said to me, he said, oh, Alex, I didn't get the memo. I thought our home was in heaven. I said, it is, but where are you going to live until you get there? Now, 1,600 years ago, one of the smartest mortals that ever lived was a man named Augustine. He was a minister in Africa, St. Augustine, and he wrote a book called City of God. And Augustine, who was, he had more IQ points than just about any Christian that walked the earth. Augustine said, until we get to the city of God, we have an obligation to the city of man.
Mm.
And Jeff, I really do believe that. Of course, my home is in heaven. But you know, here's the thing. You've been on mission trips. I've been on mission trips. We've done, you know, evangelistic work on five continents. You can do evangelism anywhere. You can do evangelism in a jail cell. But you can really only do missions in a culture with freedom and some prosperity. I mean, because like when I need to buy 5,000 New Testaments, I've got to have some people that have made some money and can join with me to, you know, donate $1.25 a piece to buy New Testaments. You know, our ministry, and I'm just a little, this is apart from AFA, but I mean, I spend $150,000 a year on airplane tickets. There's got to be somebody to help pay for that. And so, Jeff, to your question, I urge people, care about America because A, God calls us to be good stewards. B, we are salt and light no matter where we live. C, we got to live somewhere till we leave this world. And it's better to live in a free, safe, prosperous America than a Marxist gulag. And D, if you're going to do missions, it's going to take resources, and you only get that in a culture of freedom, capitalism. Hey, let me say this, I'll throw it back to you, Jeff. When people throw out the Christian nationalist accusation, right on the heels of that will come the accusation about capitalism. Yes, I'm a capitalist. I'm a principled biblical capitalist. But there's nothing wrong with making profit because you can use it to share the gospel around the world.
Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate your ministry, Alex. I appreciate your friendship and your stand for the Lord. And I like guys that are courageous. You know, we need to have more Christians stand up and as Paul told Timothy, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. We need good soldiers. Our theme at First Baptist Texarkana this year is Soldiers of the Cross. And we want to encourage people, hey, the world isn't going to like what we have to say. Truth is hate to those who hate the truth, but we are called to be soldiers in the Lord's army. Let's be faithful and let's be courageous. Well, you've been listening to Real Truth for today, and today is the last day of Share-a-thon. So let me encourage you, 877-616-2396. Go ahead and make your pledge. Call in today. Go online, AFR.net, and you will be glad you did it. And American Family Association, American Family Radio will use every penny to the glory of God. So God bless you. Thank you for listening today. Alex, thank you for being on with me today. I appreciate you, brother.
God bless you. I appreciate you, Jeff.
Well, go out, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as His witness. God bless.